Shalom to all! Today's Avzer Yushalmi Meiser Shani Daf Nun Gimel. We are starting about the 12th line, which in my Gemara is the first wide line with the words Chavraya Amri, and the Vilnzer's Daf is near the end of Laman Amud Beis. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lunishmas, Mars Merim Sarbas Yaakov Moshe, Hernish Shamash should have an Aliyah. Now we conclude in the middle of a Braisa detailing many dinim about beer maestros, and the last line mentioned was that even if produce began growing Rosh Hashanah of a beer year, the fourth year, and was completed before Pesach, which is when beer is, it's still not part of this year's beer, rather of the seventh year. So we have a little bit of a discussion about this before getting back to the Braisa. So Chavraya Amri L'Chamim said, Shein Misvad B'Revias El B'Chamishes, he doesn't do vidui on this produce in the fourth year, rather with the fifth year's fruits, and he's going to be doing that in the seventh year. And Amar Rav Hila says, Shein Ma'akev Vidui B'Revias El B'Chamishes, it's not Ma'akev Vidui in the fourth year, but in the fifth year. And Ma'anafak B'Nayon, what's the difference between the Chavraya and Rav Hila? It seems to be that they're saying the same thing, but it also seems to be that they're different. And the answer is, Arv V'Nisvata, if he did do vidui, Al Datein the Chavraya Apostle, Al Datein Rav Hila, Kosher. According to Chavraya, it's Apostle, whereas according to Rav Hila, it's Kosher. Now going back to the Braisa, we had quoted a pasuk that had told us, at the end of 3 years, you should take out all of your maaser in that year. Now we're going to focus. What does this mean? Only in that year, the third year, you're going to take out from tami to tahar, but the other years, you're not going to take out from tami to tahar. And what does this mean? Amar Blazer. Blazer explains, this is what the Braisa is telling us. In that year of beer, meaning in regards to the third year maaseres, you have to take out the maaseres that are in a tame place and bring them to a tahar place. As we just said, this is referring to the third year maestros. Who are the third year maestros given to? An ani, and they could be given to an ani who is a kayin, and if they're in a tame place, the ani who is a kayin is not able to get to them. So that's why you have to take them out from the tame place they're in and bring them to a tahar place. And ve'enat maitzi b'shar kol hashani makam tola makam tara. In regards to maestros of the other 2 years, you do not have to take them out from where they are, even if they're in a tame place, and bring them to a tahar place. And why is that? Because maestros of the other year that need to be given to people, namely maestros Rishon, that's not given to a Kayin, and therefore it doesn't have to be taken out from the Tami place to a Tahar place. Now the Gemara clarifies this. Azar Blazer, Commander Amar, Ein Motzi Ma'aser LeKahuna. This member of our Blazer goes according to the Commander Amar that we do not give Ma'aser Rishon to a Kayin, we only give Ma'aser Rishon to a Levi. And now we're going to be getting into a big discussion about this. In the days of Rishon Levi, Bikshuli Manis, Shalali Tain Ma'aser LeKahuna, they wanted to take a vote in Paskin that we are not allowed to give Ma'aser Rishon to a Kayin, and Amar they said, Manyel, who should go in and vote pro this bill not to give Ma'aser Sheni to Kehanim, Rabbi Shuba Levi, to whom say, Rabbi Shuba Levi, who is a Levi, he's going to help out the Levium, and so he should go in. Nun Gimel Beis on top, all he went to the Beis Medrash, Visei Lekani, and he helped the Kehanim. He said that yes, we could give Ma'aser Rishon to the Kehanim. Amar, he explained, there's 24 places in the Torah, the Kehanim are called Levium, Visei Echamehen, and the following is one of them, Kehanim HaLevium B'nei Tzadok. So we see the Kehanim are called Levium, so we actually could give Kehanim Ma'aser Rishon. They were sitting discussing this, whether or not we're allowed to give Ma'aser Rishon to Kehanim. Amrin, they said, the pasuk says, and so we see the Kehanim are mentioned with the Ma'aser of the Levium. That clearly tells us the Kehanim are allowed to receive Ma'aser Rishon. However, the response is, that's not necessarily a raya. What could the pasuk be referring to? Litin loy trumas Ma'aser. That the pasuk's telling us we have to give Kehanim trumas Ma'aser, namely the Levi has to give a tenth of the produce that he received to the Kayin as trumas Ma'aser, and that's all the Ma'aser that we're referring to that the Kayin is receiving. However, the rebuttal to that is, Valksev, the pasuk later says, Valavim Yalu Es HaMaiser, and the Levium will be Mala the Maiser, and so we clearly see from the later part of the pasuk that we're talking about Trumas Maiser, so it must be the earlier part of the pasuk that mentions Kayhanim is talking about regular Maiser Rishon and not Trumas Maiser. So here we have another proof from a pasuk that Kayhanim could receive Maiser Rishon. Rav Chana Chavraya, Rav Chana and the Chamim argue what's the source that a Kayin is allowed to receive Maiser Rishon. Chad Min Hain Omar, one of them says, the pasuk tells us, Libnei Levi, Matam Olaymer, Vilivne. It could have just said Libnei Levi. Why does it say Vilivne Levi with the extra vav? Elamikan Shnois Ma'aser LeKahuna. This tells us that we also give Ma'aser Rishon to Kehanim. V'charen Amar, the other one says Afilu Lesksev El Livne. Even if the pasuk only said Livne Levi without the extra vav, Shnois Ma'aser LeKahuna, we would still learn that we could give Ma'aser to Kehanim. And why is that? So here's a mashal to illustrate it. Iluman to Amar Palon Bri Yosav Mikmas Palon. If a person were to say that so and so my son should take a part of my property as a gift, and he gets that before my other sons, and the rest of my nechassim, Yirshu Banai, my sons should inherit. Dilma Loi Nasav Imhain, do you want to say that that one son, which was singled out to receive a special gift, doesn't Yarshan with all of his other brothers? Of course he does. Not only was he given something special by his father, but he also gets to divide the rest of the possessions equally with his brothers. And that's just like a Kayin. A Kayin gets Truma, but since he's also part of Shevet Levi, he would receive Ma'aser Rishon as well. And continuing to discuss this, Rav Yonah Yav Masrei, Rav Acha Bar Ula. Rav Yonah used to give his Ma'aser Rishon to Rav Acha Bar Ula, who was a Kayin. It's not because he was a Kayin, meaning he wasn't Dafka looking for a Kayin to give his Maaser Rishayin to, as opposed to a Levi. It's just because he toiled in Torah, and Mat Taima, what's the source for this? The Pasuk says, Vayomer La'am, Chizkiyahu HaMelech said to the nation, L'yeshri Yerushalayim, L'osei Simnasa Kehan V'Levim, L'man Yechazku B'Tayres Hashem, that the portion of the Kehan V'Levim should be given to them, so they could strengthen themselves in Tayres Hashem. So we see from here, the whole purpose of Maaser is to strengthen one in Limud HaTorah, and therefore he gave his Maaser Rishayin to Rav Acha Bar Ula, who used to sit and learn Torah. But now we're going to see somewhat the opposite practice. Rav Huna, Loinas of Maaser. Rav Huna, who was a Kayin, did not take Maaser Rishayin. Rav Acha, Loinas of Maaser. Rav Acha also did not take Maaser Rishayin. And Rav Chiya Barva, Hayri Al Garmei, Rav Chiya Barva, Paskin for himself, Latzeis L'chutz La'aretz, that he's allowed to go to Chutz La'aretz for Parnasa, begin to Loin Maaser of Maaser, because he doesn't accept Maaser Rishayin. And similarly, Shal Bar Nosh L'Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, a Bar Nosh, a fellow who was a Kayin, asked Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, who's also a Kayin, and Shal Rav Yenison, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman asked Rav Yenison, Ma'u Dinasav, are we kind of allowed to take Maaser Rishayin? He told him, Sav, you're allowed to take it. Ma'ad nafal shiftach nafal lach. Whatever falls to your shevet falls to you. And since you're shevet Levi, you're allowed to take Maaser Rishayin. Rav Yanim fakal ikrivai. Rav Yanim instructed his relatives, Kat havin chachron ara. When you're sharecropping a field, loy techachron el min chalinaya. You should only sharecrop it from a foreigner, meaning from somebody who's not a kayin. And why is that? Va'afal gav da'at omar, ain't nice in Maaser lekahuna. Even though you might say, we don't give Maaser Rishayin to a kayin anyway, so why not sharecrop from a kayin? Mighty agrees, she'ain might seen shalom yadai, that we're not to take that which is rightfully his from him, and since the field belongs to him, that means he has the rights to the Maaser Rishayin. Therefore, it's best not to sharecrop a field from him, so you'll be able to separate the Maaser Rishayin and give it to the Levi you want. And Nodan Al Malaf on top, the Gemara asks, "My time, well, what's the source for this?" And the answer is, we have a pasuk that says, "Kisekhu Meis Bnei Yisrael as Maaser Asher Nasati Lachem Meitam Benachlaschem VaRimaisei Menu Chumas Hashem Maaser Mina Maaser." What do we learn from here? Meis Bnei Yisrael at Maitzi, you're allowed to take Maasers from a Ben Yisrael, meaning from somebody who's not a Kayin. Now we have to add into the gears of the following, ve'einat maitzi mikayin, but you're not allowed to be maitzi maestras from a kayin, because again, it's learned from kisikhu mibnei Yisrael. You're only allowed to take maestras from ben Yisrael, from just a regular yid, but if the kayin himself has property, any maestras that are coming from that land rightfully belong to him, and you can't extract those from him and give them to somebody else. So that's the source from this pasuk. Now we just continue dashing from this pasuk and pay attention to the girsa, me'ez bnei Yisrael at maitzi ve'einat maitzi miyan makari kahuna v'levia. This has to do with a unique situation. Let's say Yisrael lent money to a kayin whom he usually gives his truma to. That's called Makari Kahuna. This fellow is his go-to kain whom he usually gives his truma to. Now that Yisrael's crop grows, he has truma to separate. It's ki'ilu like this truma belongs to the kain, and since he's owed money by the kain, he could take this truma, sell it to a different kain, and that money received is considered the loan payback. And what we mean by ve'einat maitzi miyan makari kahuna v'levia is that other kaihanim are now allowed to go to this Yisrael and say, look, we know that you have truma in your hand, you have to give us that truma. Because Yisrael could tell them, I usually give it to that particular Kayin, and since he owes me money, I'm keeping it for myself for that debt owed. I'm just going to sell it, and the money is going to be considered the loan payback. And something similar, Va'aseh Kad Amr Blazer, is just like what Blazer says, Kisikhu Me'ez B'nei Yisrael as HaMaiser. What do we learn from here? Me'ez B'nei Yisrael at Maitzi, Ve'ein at Maitzi Min Agai. You can only take Maiser from Yidin if they have it and they haven't given it over, but you can't take from a guy. Namely, if a Yid bought produce from a guy, you can't take that Maiser from him and force him to give it to the relevant parties. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss giving Maiser Rishon to a Kayin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.